Blog Talk Radio.
And treat him right, we shall. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. You were listening to Yuka Rose from Bali, the song Fever. Well, we're going to have one. It's live. I apologize to you that are looking on the site. All buttons are jammed, but we did a prayer, and tonight our Dina Flanagan is occupied, things happening. You know, we all have things. And those of you tuned in, you're stuck with Psychic Jethro and a few surprise guests. I did some energy tonight, and I'm watching and looking. And so any of you guys, I do recognize your phone numbers. We'll be pulling you in. We're going to surprise you guys. You never know who's on Psychic's Gone Wild, and that's why we're wild. Speaking of yesterday, thank all of you who've listened in for Janine Reagan Sinclair's really phenomenal sale that she's doing. She's putting out all of the 13 CDs, MP3s. If you want to buy MP3s, you can download from your computer on all of her different learning and teaching, and also her book, and phenomenal about the Akashic Records. I'm just going to let you guys go into crystalkey.com and check that out. Those of you who've been checking in or catch us on Facebook, we've got a lot of new friends there. And check it out. We had a very excellent show, and as always, you know, Janine's here to help all and each and every one of you. Well, we're going to go down the list. I'm going to take a call because I need to psychically read. So all of you guys, you're stuck for a minute here, and then we're going to add in some surprise guesses. So don't go anywhere. Guesses means I'm teasing you. It is the word guess. Sometimes I do silly words because that's the way I roll. 440, how do you know? How are you, 440? Can you hear me, 440? And we thank you for calling in. I guess we have a listener. What we do is we do have this, and we are going down the list a little bit here. So we're going to go right into, we're going to have a little bit more help here in just a second, because I've been doing a little prayers. I know we've got some friends here, and this one I do know is here. How are you, Avatar?
Yes.
And she's not going, are you doing a 720?
Hi, Jethro.
I knew it was
Hi.
You. Hi, we're running down here, and we're letting those that we can get. And what did you do now tonight? Because you're the only one that can talk on here. Tell me now.
Oh, I'm disconnected. You know I'm connected to you.
Well, I do, and I spiritually thank you. And I want to tease you a bit. Did you get your prizes that you won from here?
Yes, I did. And Jill didn't get her tea yet, but I told her it's on the way.
Oh, my God. I wonder did she ever see if her mailman seems to like healthy products and he knows Psyche's Gone Wild? And, you know, I just have a lot of fans in Colorado. Lived in Colorado Springs for years by the Garden of the Gods, and I just think he likes to drink tea. I don't know. You know, Jethro's getting low on tea, but we'll try again with Jill. And tell Jill that, you know, we are giving out those other deals to definitely keep in contact, because I know it was so beneficial for her.
Yeah, and she said you know, after I told her what you said, she said, well, I didn't know what had happened, she said. I know that he said he was going to send it out, and I never did receive it, so I told her what you said.
Well, I got
She's probably got it by now.
Well, I hope so.
But I know I got mine. I got mine. I just haven't picked it up yet.
You know, and you and our friend, also Lisa, has won the last two times on here. And we have a lot of people that are saying you two are up to something, because you guys have been winning a lot. But I thank you. We're going to continue to go. We're going to be pulling the name tomorrow night. And those of you tuning in, Angela Bixby will be here. We've also got a lot of surprise. Tune in late night, because Amy Kavanaugh is back. And, man, if you've listened to the show with her and Crystal of Fate, 714-333-3354 is the number to call. If you're up at 1 a.m. or midnight on Saturday night, those two are up and they're partying and they're taking names and just kicking you know what. So I've got a question. We got 12 symptoms of spiritual awakening. And I'm going to ask you, I have you get to play along, Avatar, because you're the first one that got in, and I need to ask you a question here, and you've got to go along with me a little bit, and then I'll get to your question, because what our customers want is they want more variety and less of Jethro's mouth, is what I had wrote to me. So they're getting more variety. Ask and you shall receive. We've got, do you know the spiritual awakenings? Would you say that you have more frequent attacks of smiling, stomach pain? Would you say, of the two, which would be a symptom of that your spiritual is awakening, that you're having frequent attacks of smiling or pains in the stomach? Which would you choose?
Definitely no pains in the stomach.
Okay. So you're saying smiling. You're right. You get to stay in the room tonight and help us with this readings. You get to work. See, you're in trouble already. I also see we're getting our psychic panelists here, because we're going to have a psychic group here, and we're going to help all of you that are on. So don't you guys go anywhere. We've got a full load. So, Ebatar, you've got one more question here, and I'm going to make it a little harder because Ebatar sometimes is psychic and she uses her ability. We've got to find a way to get her around that, you know. It's like you have a loss of interest in judging others. You begin to have night heat. Your body begins to sweat intensively. You feel that your slower abdominum is going to this. Is this spiritual awakening, or are you just falling in love again?
spiritual awakening.
Yes, very much. And we thank you for being in. And that's what we're going to be discussing tonight is spiritual awakening. We started this out last week, and we did, and those of you who did tune in last week, there was a big joke about that because they say there's a lot of intestinal feeling. You get to have swelling, slight bloating. Don't worry. This is just a normal reaction, and all of us put our hands up to say stop it because they're scaring us. So, Ebatar, I know you have a question here, and I want you to hang in here with us. We're going to go right in the audience and pull out another one of our very intense individuals. And, oh, we have someone you guys have been hanging into, a very good, not only excellent reader, but a very busy person. And that is, this phone number that came up is, I'm sure, Aurora Rose. How are
hey,
you?
Hey, everybody. I'm great. How are you?
Good, and you've been out there working, and I know that you're doing Ceci's show. You're doing another show tomorrow, Friday. We're going to be working. What aren't you doing, Aurora?
I'm not watching TV, and sometimes I'm not showering. No. That was a joke, meaning I don't have time, is what I mean.
we've got
I do shower.
Got the Kundalini here. We're going to go into that question for you. Boy, you get the hard when we pull out the papers. The Kundalini is working within your body, Aurora, and all of a sudden you begin to have light flashes around your head. Your spiritual awakening is happening. It reaches your head, and you begin to really intellectualize. All of a sudden you're hearing many other energies in your spiritual awakening. Should you A, take a bath and call it good, B, hand over your reins because they're going to be locking you up soon, or three, get with someone spiritual and begin to really start to see what the energies are telling you?
Well, sometimes I think it's the locking me up thing, but what I really do is I seek the advice of spiritual people, especially my friend Crystal. She's there for me a lot. When I feel out of balance or when I'm getting these, you know, these tinglings around my head, because I get those all the time, and I seek the help of her, and I would advise anybody else to get with somebody who's professionally spiritual to help them.
I feel that, and I agree with you very much, and thank you. And those of you who are listening in, we are on Psychics Gone Wild, and we're talking about spiritual ascensioning. We're going to be giving out some readings. I know a lot of you are in, and what we love about it tonight is we're going to have a Psychics Roundtable. We've got, is it Ebatar Abatar? I always try to give you different names. Ebatar's not talking to me. She's drinking Jill's tea. We busted this. We know there was that. She's now having her happy hour in California. No, Colorado. I apologize. I know. Everybody's having fun, but with us going. We also are going to turn around, and right now, speaking of, we're going to just go ahead and do a reading real quick here. You're on live, 813. How are you? You called Psychics Gone Wild, and we'd love to give you a reading. Could you give me your first name?
I'm going to make sure I do it tonight.
Hello, we got Avatar's here. And we've got 813. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Thank you for calling in. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro, Psychic Jethro, and you're also on with Aurora Rose. Would you be so good to give us your name, and that way I can get permission from your guides? And I know you have some questions, but I also feel like you've got some experience going on there. I almost picked you for a psychic. You've got some ability here.
Well, my name's John, and I may have psychic abilities, I may not.
Well, you just maybe. I think he's a tease, Aurora. What do you feel with John? Now, John is obviously...
I definitely feel like he's a tease.
Okay, Todd, John, you're in trouble because Aurora's revved, and she just told us she's really intense. So would you mind if Aurora started the reading and I'll fill in the behind?
Go right ahead. I can't figure myself out, so I need someone else to help me.
Well, I do feel like you have some strong psychic abilities of your own, and I feel like you've got some mediumship abilities and some healing abilities, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like some job changes are coming for you soon, or career changes. Maybe that's a better word.
Okay.
And in other words, I think you might change your career path.
Wow.
Or at least add something to your current career.
Okay. All right, I'll go with that.
And I feel a serious increase coming with this. And I feel like most of this is going to happen in the summertime, like June,
really?
July-ish.
Possibly a new role, you would think?
Yeah, that would... for a new role, something completely
that
different.
Helps you out, or completely different.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't expect that.
And we're getting different energy with you, John.
Well, it may not be completely. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. We're getting different energy. And poor John, I think we're he can feel the energy. I can feel the apprehension, John. We're getting different things from you. So one thing, as this is happening, this is showing different energies. And I do have a favor with you. If we'll do just a minute here, I want everyone just to relax a second. Aurora, you're phenomenal. Don't go anywhere. We've got to just relax for a minute. We've got a lot of energy. Relax with me. Make sure you've uncrossed your arms. Anybody that we're doing, like with John, anyone we're reading, we're sending in energy. Because I'm picking up double energy here. And I think what's happening is we've got some other people that are really helping, and we love you guys helping me and Aurora, but for us to really focus, please, if you're in the rooms or any place, keep it really strong, positive light. If you feel anything that's going in crazy, anything else that's happening, be careful, because we've got a lot of people in there. We've got Crystal of Fate. She's in the room handling stuff in there. We welcome you, Salsa's here. John, I apologize. We've got a lot of energy shift, and that happens when we're talking about the ascension. So what we're getting here is we're getting double messages. We're getting yours plus a person's with yours. So I will relax it here just for a minute. We'll do a little more light. Aurora, I know what you're getting. I'm getting. I think we're getting this with your relationships. I feel like there's something going on with people around, and I think the change and the transfer, Aurora, what you got was with that. And they're talking about businesses happening, that they're going to be putting more business around with his love or something. There's something about the love going on with you, John. And what's hilarious is you're kind of bummed tonight. I can feel the energy that when you come in,
yeah.
You want to talk, yeah. And I apologize to you, because I wanted to just have you come in and go, here, start help. And then I went to the energy, and the guide just said, don't be bummed, John, because this is part of what this shift is, and that's what me and Aurora are picking up. There's chaos around you. Have you done a carnation or a beer cleansing? I don't want you to drink it. I want you to cleanse with it.
Well, I had a few beers tonight, but...
Oh, no, that's it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked before, mm-hmm. And it's just a lot of stuff going on, you know, that'd be great if I had a quick change, but a lot of things are going on in probably June with the house change. I'm going through the separation. I don't know if you remember which John this is.
I do.
But,
I apologize to Aurora. Yes, I do. And John, I do. And thank you. I do know who this is. And and for Aurora, those of you listening in, John has called, and it's the alcohol. The alcohol is really playing with you, John.
You only had a couple.
And that's why you're grounded. No, I'm teasing you. You know, and it's okay. You need to, everyone needs to let their hair down. And those of you who are listening in, don't go, oh, no, Jethro's saying only drink healthy stuff or he's going to tell mama. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is you do need a couple of them. And what's happened is all of this is coming out in stress. So as we're reading the energy, and to be fair to everyone, you know, we do this live. When John called in, we did this. When you guys do call in and, John, you know, you've had a couple. That's okay. You know, no one's on. But I'm letting it know, because I've had other people call in who've had just a little tip, just a few puffs, or maybe just a little other things. And so this changes the energy. Alcohol isn't, you know, it does change your shift, your energy. So what we're picking up is all the things you want to throw away. Unfairly, because I had read you and knew when you haven't had it, I was ahead of the game, but when it started to go here, I felt sorry for Aurora, because what you've got coming out, all of your alcohol is picking up all that stuff and throwing at me and her, and it's like, whoa, he's a little cranky, and I do feel a little bit, and it's not cranky, but it's just bummed out. It is going to get better, and I'm glad you called in. But a also that's where the change is coming from. And Aurora's picking up what you're doing because you were sitting there having a few brews going, you know, methinks I might, I've had enough. And it just plays on it. And you're, I know you.
I wanted to save my marriage, but I went on a couple of dates. This one lady just blew me off. I was like, are you serious? You know, and it's just like this, ugh. You come to the point, and, you know, I know we talked about it just for me, but I don't want to go through this crap. I'm sorry. It's just, but then I want to, you know. It's I go back and forth. It's driving me nuts.
And enjoy this, relax, stay here with us, John. I am going to keep you on this because you're a very good, positive person, and this is why we're going to change a little bit. Don't let it drive you nuts. I love the fact that you're a good person. I will say that over the radio. I've seen you on here, and you know, and me and Aurora are here helping you. We're putting light into you, and all this stuff's coming out. And I want you to say, if you decide to say the word, take it to the moon. You know, we've got this here. There's some people that are, they're driving you a little cuckoo, and this is the times we're in. And with what's happening, that's also going there. We have a phenomenal other person here, and we're just bringing them all in. We're going to have a whole party here tonight with all of our friends. The prayers were answered, and you guys know who's out there. It's our lovely late night lady, Amy Kavanoff, is here. Amy, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Perfect timing, because I'm actually driving around, and I just ordered food, and I was afraid you were going to pop me in when I was
I love you,
talking to people. But yeah, the energy is crazy. I was getting all tingly just listening. So good to see everybody.
Good to see you, our Amy. And John is here. And I'm going to have her. These are our ladies. I want you to meet. This is one of our phenomenal psychic and develop and grief counselors who works with people, works with Reiki energy, Amy Kavanoff. She's phenomenal, very positive, giving person. And she's the one I would talk to you about. That's going to be over here in Tampa later. We're going to do some metaphysical work. Good friend John, very person going through a lot of change and trance. We tease him. He had a few beers. We may have to get him another one. We may order out for him because it sounds like they're
trying. Yeah, I kept
you
my
know,
friend
sometimes
house.
It. Yeah. Sometimes you know the energy is so intense these days that, and especially when you're going through a period of change, you know sometimes it's the best we can do to ground ourselves. And beer is food. But just drink it. I just urge people to drink it with a light heart, you know, because if you notice that people like the French and the Italians treat wine and beer and spirits as food and they don't have the problems with the addictions. And really, you know, especially when you're going through difficult times, it's really how you if you're looking at it as a drug, it's going to act like a drug. If you're looking at it as something that's going to nourish and nurture you, it will do that. So bless your, you know, I just urge you to you know, bless the beer and treat it with a light heart and don't drive.
And I love my sister Joyce, and it's a pork chop in a bottle. So if you think of it that way, you're only getting a small roast. And as long as you have friends there, they can be meat and potatoes. It can be allowable. And it's like, we always laughed. And those of you who know with stress, there is times that we do things. I'm glad you called in. We're not going to tease John anymore. Avatar is probably drinking Jill's tea as we speak, and we don't know what Avatar has in it, but we love her. We got to get her back. She's out over there in Colorado. John's here. Amy's here. We've got our wonderful Aurora, and we've still got more room at this table to bring some more of our friends that are listening to Psychics Gone Wild. We are adding in. We're talking about ascension work. Any of you who want to discuss orbs, I know it was Dina's night. Dina's out having a good time, and we're amending that. We're saying, Dina, you rock 'em. So we love her, and we will be talking to her next week. We got Wild and Hot Salsa. How are you, Salsa?
I'm wanting some coffee.
And I love you, and I'm so glad you called in. I did a prayer tonight. You know, yesterday the show was crazy. We had stuff that was doing static on here, and I'm praying, and you weren't coming on. You and Avatar always come on for me, or Amy, and I'm going, and I told Janine's over in United Kingdom, I said, we always just praise the energy. And now you want coffee. Now, when did you start drinking coffee?
I've always drank coffee. We're waiting on Sarah's samples to get here.
Oh, you are. That's right. You're related to Sarah. If you tell Sarah, she took the awards.
But nobody's contacted her for the coffee. I'm like, they better call you soon because I want coffee.
Okay, and I'll tell Kelly. We'll get right on. Kelly is having herself a happy time, and I think that the secret is this healthy coffee makes you feel so good. We'll definitely get that to you. And tell Sarah that we have a lot of people that have just teased her that she's won, they said, way too much. And she only won twice. Come on, you guys, give me a little break. So, Aurora, you've met. I want you to meet the whole family. We've got Amy, our really good friend. We've got John. We've got Aurora. And now we've got Salsa at the table. And we've got, I like the little puppy. Who's got the little dog?
That's a big puppy.
That's a big puppy. Cool. So we welcome all of you. This is our Friday night. Let your hair down, laugh, have a few, relax, and have a moment. We are going to be, having an ascension work. I'm a day ahead. See, I started mine early.
All right.
I
thought you were a psychic. It's Thursday. No, Jesus.
And that's why John will be grounded to his room until he reaches of age and then thrown out the window. No, I'm kidding. We're going to go ahead. You know, those of you who know IT, thank gosh, because those of you who have heard, Ryan will tell you, my son, he goes, Dad, we learned real quick if we believed everything literally you said, we would have been scared. He goes, we laughed. My kids, I would say stuff, and they're like, oh, here he goes again. Which, probably has its good or bad. But we welcome all of you that are calling in, and we are going to be handling a little bit more of the readings. We're talking ascension. Aurora, we have a question for you on orbs. The customer we've got here, and I say customer, we're looking at the emails here. This is TR in Florida. TR in Florida is telling me that she has been seeing orbs ever since she was a child. It's Aurora, not Aura. You guys are making me jokes. See, I'm getting secondhand. This is why it's so good to be psychic, John. I don't have to have the morning after. I just get the fun of hanging out and getting the buzz. So energy-wise, what we got here, he said he had two cases. Well, we're sitting here teasing you, and it's like as we're going in, she wrote to you, TR says that she saw this Aurora, she saw these orbs, and these orbs began to turn, and she did not only see faces in them. You had said on the radio show, when I listened to your radio show before, that there is faces and there's also spirits in them. Is the orbs how dead people move from one place to the other? Please help me.
Well, sometimes it is. Sometimes orbs are considered just energy manifestations, not necessarily a spirit. Sometimes they are spirits of deceased loved ones. Sometimes they're other entities. Sometimes they can even be fairies. I mean, it really, really just, depends on the orbs you're looking at the time. I can look at a picture with orbs in it and see and get, if there's 30 orbs, there can be 30 different types of entities there. I could be looking at everything from deceased people to just manifestations of residual energy from other things, all the way up to, you just name it. Mostly what I feel she's seeing is deceased loved ones of hers in particular, and maybe other ones that she knows.
Very good. We thank you for that. And I also would love to have you guys know that we are doing that in Tampa. Those of you who have a camera, have some time, get with us. We're setting up a little. We're going to go out and take pictures of orbs here in two of the places. One of the theaters here is known to be haunted, and we're working on being able to get a time to go in and look at it, see with the pictures. You can read it if you pick up the book, Tampa's Ghost Stories, and it's a very phenomenal book here that's showing us all the places in Florida. I've got Amy on the phone. We're going to let Amy eat her meal. She's probably just ordered it, and Jethro's bugging her. I know in Jacksonville, Amy, there's some places there with Jacksonville orbs and energies with the ghost. Have you had an experience of some of them? Can you enlighten a little of our Tampa listeners?
Well,
what?
Ghosts are sort of new to me because I didn't really like them, but and orbs are, I know that most of the things that many people capture on film are not truly orbs. And one thing I heard from a woman on one of the other blog talk shows, that's what I do, I just blog talk surf instead of watching TV. much more entertaining, is that it's easier to capture true orbs using film camera as opposed to a digital camera. So that's really all I have to do.
Next time I'll put in kiss. You got to remember to put them back.
We are having some other energies here. Go ahead, Amy. I apologize. We've got a lot of phones open. You guys.
Yeah, we have a lot of phone lines open, but that is what I've heard, is that the film captures it more. With the digital, you're more likely to take a speck of dust or something and turn it into something that it's not. So something that I had sort of not had that much interest in. I have my hands full just with, you know, because I have some pretty noisy dead people. I have a crazy story I was going to tell tonight, but I'll call in some other time and tell the story. I've got some crazy spirit stuff going on. But that's really all I have to share about that. I've kind of avoided it. Now, down in St. Augustine, they have a ghost, you know, because St. Augustine's been around since, you know, like 1400s or something, and I know that there are a lot down there. It just isn't anything that I've gone out and explored, you know. With a lot of this stuff, it all sort of got thrown on me when Keith died, so it's like I didn't want to, you know, it's like I wanted to kind of do one thing at a time instead of like, oh, over here, all this stuff, you know. I really wanted to work with it and learn about it before I went on to the next thing. So that's really all I have to share. But I have heard from people who are good at this stuff that you have a better chance of capturing true orbs if you use a camera where you're using film. If you can find film and find a camera that isn't a digital camera.
Thank you, Amy. We'll let you eat. We love you dearly, and Jackson. And John, we're going to ask you now, as we're going through this with other people, what can you honestly say listening to us now, what we're discussing with orbs and all? You can tell us honestly. Do you think we should be locked up? You can tell us. Come on.
No.
Okay.
I kind of freaked out today that I took a picture with my camera, and I looked exactly like my dad posed years ago before he passed away, and it kind of freaked me out too. So then that's another thing I looked online. It's like, oh, he's going to be on tonight. So my mind is racing from the past, the present, and often now that's going to be so the future. That's, I don't know. I'm just going a mile a minute with everything going on in a month's time.
It's all right. And I do know this. In hard times, those of you who go through relationship things, or you go through deaths in the family, or it's like Amy was discussing about a person that's on the other side and you're missing, that's what we are here for. A lot of times the psychics, Aurora, is going to be able to confirm here when we get to her on the table. And what happens is we are here to help. And I'm glad you called in. And John, I love the fact that what I would say when you saw your picture was that you were seeing that of yourself there through energy. I have times where I look and people will tell me I look just like my younger son, Jeffrey, and they'll see the blue energy. My eyes are very green, and they'll say, you look really young, and I feel him on the other side coming through me. And there's times I look and I see my grandfather, because I look more like my grandfather, and I know that they are working with it. I also see with you, John, you're a really good person, and I see that there's going to be a new relationship, and you keep saying no, and the guides keep building a bridge. And that's why I laughed at Aurora, because Aurora's really good at this, and I think your guides went, I don't want to hear this yet. And so you put that, she's like, I'm getting work. Speaking of our lovely Aurora, Aurora, let's talk about what happens in Kentucky when you see a orb. Can you enlighten us? Aurora is, I will tell you guys, the one who really is intense. I mean, she has done some ghost busting, and in her spare time took out a few spookies and everything else. So, Aurora, talk a little bit about what would you do if you were an orb hunter?
Well, first of all, I do agree with Amy that if orbs caught on film, and I mean actual film, are usually more legitimate than orbs caught on a digital camera. And, you know, it's funny because usually when I usually don't see orbs, I actually see people. or not people, you know, because sometimes there is, you know, different entities out there. But there has been a few occasions I have actually seen orbs, and I do try to, usually what I do is when I see an orb, I don't count that as necessarily a true haunting right away. What I do is I follow my intuition, and I go to that spot where I saw the orb or that I captured an orb, and if I get more evidence along with that orb and I'm picking up something psychically, then I feel that that's, you know, a legitimate haunting. You know what I mean? I don't just take it on the orb by itself.
Thank you. Now, you guys put down the information. I have a lot of you going, why are you not reading? We have about 15 people that will be read. Right now, we've got John on the phone, and we're having fun, so don't mess with us. But we're also just, and me and Aurora, we do this, you know, you guys got to realize that we do this to also prove to you that we do this. So it's live, we enjoy it, and I'd love to give you the information. I've got a bunch of hands up. They're saying you and Aurora can talk about whatever you want. Oh, you leave us alone. We have a friend in New York who just always writes us, so he is just... He likes me and Aurora together, and we all like that. We enjoy our time together, and we're going to go ahead and grab on with a person that's going here, and we will get to work, which we always do. But 913, how are you?
Feeling all right. How about yourself?
Really good. I feel like you really want a reading.
I do.
Okay. We'll work. All right. Okay. Give me your first name.
It's Sarah Jethro.
Sarah, you've had enough tea and coffee. I'm telling you, quit the drinking. Look at what we've got going on with John here. He's a good man. You know, no, I'm kidding you. You know I'm teasing you guys. We all laugh. John's done nothing but had a couple beers, and I will let that go and quit teasing him. Sarah, I when we last talked, we were picking up about your dad on the other side. I'm going to turn the tables over to our Aurora, who's handling relationship. We were trying to get you a man, and then poor Sarah was our person that we put her on wait, and then in our spare time, she keeps winning. Every time we have a roll of the dice, she wins some more coffee and tea, and now we found out Salsa, the wild one, is related to her, and she's waiting at the house for her drinky poo. So now, Aurora, would you help Sarah find?
Hello? I will do my best. I do feel please don't get mad at me, but I feel a relationship like this summer, but I don't feel like this is going to work out, but I feel like it's something you're going to have to go through. Like, don't just not go get involved in the relationship because I told you it's not going to work out. I feel it's a necessary relationship, and I feel like you will most likely meet this person online. And then I don't see another good, strong relationship until the beginning of 2014. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm actually not calling about the relationship part. Doors have been opening and closing. Lights have been going on and off, and things have been moving. So I have no idea who it is. I've also been seeing stuff out of the corner of my eye, or what I think is right in front of me, and then it's gone. So.
Ooh. And you, ever since this started happening, did you notice that the neighbors were making this really pretty puffy smoke? No, I'm teasing you again. I'm in a teasy mood. I apologize. It's not. Now, you guys, come on. If you can't laugh, it's like he's gone wild. Call the other shows. No. What we've got here is you've got some metaphysical going on. You've got the energy raised. And I did know this earlier. I went to get you to come in on our psychic start the round table, and John was here. And I'm like, yay, when I saw his number. So what I'm also wanting to do here with you is you are your abilities are raising. You're keeping up with the ascension and the spiritual work. They're also telling me that you really are excelling at some classes with this. I see you later doing some of it. Right now, your guides are getting you ready to go back to what you used to. When you were younger, you were very gifted. Remember when you used to see and sense, and you were pretty much what I would call spiritually working with the angels and the guides. You had a lot of energies doing this when you were younger.
Yes. Remember that. And if my phone dies, I'll call back.
Okay.
But yes, I do remember that. And that was a different time.
Yes, but you know, the love's still there. And just because your dad's on the other side, he hasn't given up that anything. You guys are more stronger together. And I know that you went through some hurt there, and you also were a little bit mad at other beings because of this. I also feel the love that started to happen there. Those of you who've read my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, I turned this gift off at one time because of some of the same things you went through. When people pass, when things happen, our first instinct is to be a little upset of going, hey, I was liking them. Why'd you take them? you know. And we've had quite a few of them. You listen to the archives of me and Amy Kavanaugh doing grief counseling and working with people. It's not always happy when this happens. I also feel that what's going to go out and what's going to happen is you're going to pick up some more of those tools. You're going to be picking up and working with some area. I definitely know with the friendship here, you've met our family. When we have our stuff down here, our classes, I want you to check it out. And even if you can't, take maybe some of them on the line, do some Psychic Gone Wild classes, or because you have a very strong ability. And that's part of why, you know, you always call an in, and I love your angels. They said, you need some friends like us. And so that's why tonight we're doing a Thursday night fun. Could have been Friday night, John. So anybody who's calling in, it's got me, you've got Aurora, you've got John, you've got Sarah, you've also got, I know that she's up there. Evatar is here. She's just a little tipsy. Evatar?
I'm here.
Oh, you little wild one. You got to watch these Colorado women. I mean, they're just one minute they're here, then they're over there taking their friend's tea, and then they're, you know, I just, we got to quit teasing. Jill actually is on like about 3 months of getting this tea, and the person in Colorado who is having it, I hope you realize you guys are making me look bad. I always get deliver, and here I am. We also have a girl from Kentucky, which I will be talking with Aurora about, because Aurora is psychic, and we will find you, because we've got a book of yours here. So we have a lot of you guys going. Aurora, we have a really wild one to get on the phone for you. This is Tina, and Tina is writing me from New Jersey, and she says that she has a relationship that has become very sad. The man seems to be gone more than he says he is gone. I apologize, guys, if I read this a little funny, but you get to be my age and read and talk and still type at the same time and see how you sound. She's writing and she's saying that her man is always gone. She says that everyone in the neighborhood has told her that there is somebody that he goes and sees at a different address. I think they're trying to hurt me. I have wrote into the show before, you never put my stuff on, Jethro. I'm not sure what you're doing. I am going to try. Okay, I'm hearing you. She's obviously hearing the show and realizing, see, I do put this on, and she is typing. And, okay, so I put this over to Aurora on here, and then I'm going to answer this because we're both feeling some sensation here. Are you ready to know this? Sometimes I don't put on the show when we're going through because we have people from Skype and I have from Facebook. And those of you who know, we always send in your emails at psychesgonewild.com. I will read them over the air if it's okay with you. If not, I don't. But in this case, when you're writing into the room, I do. She's asking, is this man having someone else? Is he seeing someone else?
Unfortunately, I feel that yes, he is.
And I have to agree, and I do know that I do apologize to you that I hadn't seen this before and that I never put your stuff up. Sometimes we do a little bit of pieces. I have people that are on the phone that told me that it took 2 weeks to get in, and tonight they're going to be probably saying worse than that. So I do apologize to you about that first, but I also feel this. And I'm going to tell you something even better than this. You know, something has to close for something has to open. I can personally tell you that I went through a part in my life where I didn't feel any value, and I knew the person really cared for me, and yet there was other things happening that were not justifiable, just like what you've got there. The really good thing is you need to reach inside, you need to sit down, and you need to ask the higher power, your belief of what your higher spiritual is. You need to ask and know that you've had enough. You can't take any more, and you need to be honestly sitting there doing this, and you say, I can't take any more, and you turn it over. You turn all of it over, say, here it is. And like a child with a broken toy, you hand it over to your higher power, and you let it go. And then after you feel that, you're going to feel that emotional feeling. It's like a release in your stomach. Believe me, I've been there. And then you're going to, after you do that, and the higher power, your God, your higher energy, your being has it, I want you to turn around and say verbally, my Father, our energy, higher totem, son of what, whatever you call your higher power, I want you to say this to him. I cannot take it anymore, and I need you to give me not only the strength to get through this, but the wisdom and the power to be able to handle this situation. Me and this person are not handling this situation. We need you to step in now. And you say it with that conviction. You don't say it like, I want you to step in now, and could you like come in here and maybe like handle this person and kick them off the couch because they're doing something. No, you say it like you feel it. You roll that out there, and it's going to happen. I can tell you there's a miracle always in light when it happens. When you put that out there, what's going to happen is you're going to see it. I can guarantee you in 6 days you're going to be writing us here on here and telling us you saw it. In my case, the person came, the thing happened, they were like, we've been doing this, we didn't want to tell you because you're psychic. And I'm like, I'm also really psychic now because you're gone. And I'm just saying this just for your own thing. It will change and it will do. When you do those with those strength, I had the strength. Before that, I would have been like, what am I going to do? I don't know. I've always been, you know, and it's a good person and all that. Wow, wow. It's going to make you grow. And what's even going to be the better part of it and what's going to happen here is if you do it with conviction and you just leave it alone, in a couple of days you're going to feel it. Does it hurt? It wasn't the best experience. But, Aurora, can you? Am I on the right page or should I get down off my stool?
Oh, no. You are totally on the right page. If I didn't agree, I would have went. Something like that.
Aurora, personally, you need to, I'm going to go into Aurora's pages again, and she's going to tell me to mind my own business. But in the past, when you had the relationship that was very hard on you and physically mean, tell people how you got through a relationship that you're lucky to be alive.
Well, it wasn't easy. But, you know, I really went through, that's when I really went through my spiritual awakening, and that's how I really got in touch with finding the strength to get out. And I had to go through a lot to get out of that relationship, and it was really hard to do on more than one level. A lot of people think it was hard just physically to get out, but there was also the emotional part, and a lot of people don't realize that even when somebody's hurting you, just because they hurt you doesn't mean that you instantly stopped loving them or, you know, wanted the marriage to be over. But eventually you reach a point where you know that you've got, that the leaving is the better option, and you finally overcome that by getting spiritually sound and realizing that this is a, like Jethro said, it's one door closing, so a better, bigger opportunity can open.
I love that, and I put her on the spot here, and you guys know I love her dearly as a friend and an individual, and I thank you for sharing that personally, because what I'd share when we do here, I say it stays here. Obviously, it goes all over the world with Blog Talk, but it also goes to our family and friends, and that's what Psychics Gone Wild is. We're here to help read. We're here to help you. Tonight, we're here to help talk and do, and thank you, Aurora, because I do know that there's quite a few of individuals that have wrote us personally that are out there. The ratio is 5 to 7 times a person will go back. There's someone right now that we all know and have listened to the last week on the show. I'm putting prayers towards you. I can do no more. You have to call 911. You have to go through the steps. If you are being hurt or in a physical danger, you have to go through it. And those are what we're here to do, too. And Aurora is a living example. Mia is a living example. Those of us who've been through any kind of this intensity, nobody wants to bring their business in the streets. But what you want, 5 to 7 times you go back, usually on the 5th to 6th time, you don't get to have to worry about going back, because if they are physically abusive to you, usually you're dead. And that's what we're talking about tonight a little bit on Coalition. We're talking about when you've got, and some people are going, okay, I don't have a relationship where they're physical to me. I have a relationship where just they look at me and they only say stuff. And if it's emotional and it's not the best and you've worked on it and you've worked on it, please do my advice to turn it over, even if you turn over the higher power for it. And you can call me back next week and tell me, okay, I've waited the 6 days, and now he's back, and he's, you know, he's telling me all is good, and he brought in some girl's ring she gave him. What do you think? Do you think it was really something he found of his mother's? No, I think he's playing you, and I think you need to kick him to the curb so hard that his mom doesn't know why he's bouncy. You know what I mean? So moving right along, we are going into a little bit chit-chat for you. 315, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're doing a little bit different format. You are?
Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Hello, my name is Annette.
Thank you, Annette. We welcome you on Psychics Gone Wild. And do you have a question for, we have Aurora on tonight?
Yes, I do. I'm in a relationship, and I've been told that he's cheating on me. And, of course, he's telling me that he's not. and I'd like some information on that.
Yeah, there's a reason I am psychic when I'm pulling in. I apologize, Jeanette. We're really intense, and I knew you. That's how come I do this for a living. Yes, I'm going to talk to you a little bit, and so is Aurora. But, Aurora, can you feel the energy?
Yes.
I apologize. I just jumped in there because Aurora's phone's going wild. Something's trying to block her, and I'm making sure Aurora gets in. Aurora, would you talk to our guest?
Can you give me his first name?
Fred.
Okay. I don't feel like you should. How do I put this? But I don't feel like you should. It depends on how you look at this. Because what I'm getting is that he hasn't actually cheated yet, but that he's very close to it and that he has been spending time with a woman and there has been some discussions that shouldn't have taken place kind of thing, and maybe even some kissing, but I'm not seeing an actual sexual affair yet.
Okay, I've been told that she is promoting him. Is the promotion on her part or his part?
I actually feel like it's coming more from her end.
Okay. And we were in a long-distance relationship, and, you know, like just last month we were talking about being together, and I would have to put a lot of my finances out there. And I'm to the point that I don't know if I should, you know. I mean, this has gone on almost a year that we've been talking back and forth and all this other deal. And I just really want to, how do you feel he feels about me compared to her? Let's put it that way.
I don't think he's as into her as he is you, but at the same time, since there is a move involved in everything else, I would reconsider doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because at this point, I can't say for sure that the relationship between you and him is completely solid anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
like, when would I find out?
I was going to say, I do feel like his feelings are still stronger for you than they are for her, but I can't say for sure that they'll always stay that way. I think you'll start finding some more information out. I can't say you'll find all of it out, but you'll start to get some evidence towards this soon, probably within, I'm getting April, May.
Okay, well, I've already got information, you know, and like I said, he's denying it.
Well, I mean, evidence where you can actually be like, okay, whether he denies it or not, this is, you know what I mean?
Right.
Something a little bit more solid than just somebody else's word.
Okay, so basically, should I give him space right now and to pretty much just let it happen?
I would give him, I don't know, I'm going to let Jethro take over from here, because I'm honestly not sure what to tell you to do at this point.
Okay.
No, and we work real good. That's why it is good to have, because they're telling you that some of this other energy is happening here, and I see what Aurora's got. You've got some of the people that don't want you too happy there. There's some other energy trying to go, and I would say yes, I'd give a little time back. I'm also feeling something here inside of you a bit here, too, is this is like there's something else happening. I feel that this hurt to you is that you're very blunt. I feel with you verbally that if he would have just came to you and even said to you there was something there or something odd, it's the dishonesty. You're really it's like there's something that he's doing with you that's more than just this. There's something really bothering you, and I feel like it's really bothering you. I can just feel it. I can feel the energy. I feel that you are just mad at him. And it's combined about this, and I do see you not only giving some time, but also yourself in this energy that, you know, you were, when you love for your whole heart. And I see you need to sit back a little bit and go, whoa, you know, you put a lot into this relationship, and what you're getting back is not a pleasant situation.
Right. And I wasn't an abusive one like Aurora was before this one. So, you know,
oh.
He made so that, you know, he would never hurt me like him and, you know, what a jerk he was and all that because he knows him. He's from his hometown, even though he's out of state to me now. You know what I'm saying? He knows how abusive my ex was. And then, you know, I mean, we've gone to the point of talking marriage. You know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden, I'm finding this out. He plays cards at his daughter's house, and this girl is in this house. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, see.
Yeah.
And this is where, and I'm glad you brought that up. This is where I've had a lot of people tell me, well, there should be no problem. And this does happen with different individuals and their belief. Well, my belief is if you build a bridge and there's something being a problem and it's causing problem with your sugar at home, drop that honey bridge. You know what I mean? Because look at this, you know, exactly there. I can have a million and one friends, but if one of those people and something there is really hurting the person I love, they're not really can be my friend. I can be a distance. I can be their acquaintance, but I do agree with you very much. I do wish you the best. Definitely get with one of us and get a full reading. I would have someone look at the pictures. These are something when we're talking here on the radio, you guys know we are, you know, live and we're doing this. We definitely want to always look. And I do say this, even with my stuff, I have a 98% accuracy. I would look at a picture, but, you know, and there's where Roar said, you know, she's not. I'm also feeling there's something there, a little bit of a tit for tat with those two. And I think it's a little bit of a fun. It's like, you know what? Even if you're just flirting from across the room, flirting's harmless, but you're hurting me. You need to step back and realize you have a whole meal here. Don't be looking for a snack. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm sorry, but I just got I got to be careful. You're going to get me on that subject, and we got 4 minutes. I thank you. And we definitely get a hold of us and tune in tomorrow night. We have Angela Bixby, a phenomenal psychic new to this place. We've got me. We've got Aurora's here tonight. We've got another 270 real quick. We've got about 3 minutes. Hello, 270312. We've got one of them. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I drive a truck, and I'm never home much. I don't see my family and that much, and I really want to be with them. If I ever get a local job and be able to go home and just live a normal life.
You've got a hard one. You've got a sensitive one here with me. I had an older brother as a truck driver, and it's one of those jobs that's a very intense job. You put a lot of time into not really with your family. And I do see the guys are telling me yes. They're telling me that there's some other abilities. You're a lot smarter than people see with you. Sometimes people see you, and don't get offended, but I see you're a lot smarter. You need to encourage that smartness. You're smart, and you've played the cash guy for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm getting... I just realized who you are. You guys, this is Aurora's husband. I just went, oh, my gosh. That's who this man is.
Yeah.
This is your husband. Very nice to physically
meet
you.
Yeah, and you just hit the nail on the head with him. Oh, my God.
It's just the guys are...
I just wanted to ask that question because I'd really like to know some kind of answer. I figured you guys were all together, so
yes,
I'll lay it on you.
Well, you're together with us, your family, you're married to our sister here, so we are now, I guess I'm your brother-in-law, but I love it, what I like about it with you, and I think the cool thing is with the family and the light here is, yeah, we definitely, I feel that, and I do see that happening. I see this happening real soon, and I also, and the guys that told me before, something when we were doing energies, it was before, when Aurora used to be on the show a lot more before she went off on her own, and they're showing me this with you too, that, you know, you have a very good positive energy, and this is something, Eric, I'm glad to physically talk to you over the phone and pick up the energy more than secondhand when I'm talking to your wife. And what I love what the energy that guys are telling me with you is that there's also going to be a new development with you, and that is that getting you to be able to do some things there. It looks like where you guys are like rule or doing it, it does take... the problem is try to get something physically where you can make money doing it because you're really good at driving truck. We need to get a job there where you could do some delivery work or some work that's right there. Like, you know, why isn't UPS hiring our Eric is what I want to go nail him in the head for. But, you know, that's what I'm saying. Because, you know, you are a good person. You're raising a family there. You've got a very good person, a positive psychic friend of ours. And I'm going to put that out with a guide that we need to do some.
Yeah.
But, and they're giving us 90 seconds, Eric. We got to get more into this call again tomorrow. Why you guys, like, you always leave cliffhangers. We've got 60 seconds. We've got to have Aurora go in and tell Aurora, tell them how to get with you and get the reading with you.
You can email me at aurorosepsychic@gmail.com, or you can visit my website, which is www.aurorosepsychic.webs.com.
I also have a new website up, but the web store isn't in it yet, but I'd still love for you all to check it out. It's mediumaurora.com.
We thank you, Aurora, and you guys always know that you can get a hold of me at jethrosmith.net. That's JethroSmith.net. Or now you can get a hold of me at Facebook at Psychic Jethro 10. That's Psychic Jethro 10. Get a hold of me. What do you know? We're all going to talk, and tomorrow night it's Friday night, and officially then. And we've got Angela. She's here, and she's revved up and going to do it again. It's the first time she was on, and then we go right into the weekend, Saturday with Psychic Jethro, Sunday with Kelly and Crystal LaFate. You never know who's here. I apologize to all of you that didn't get in. We had a lot of calls. We got as many as we could in to play. All of you, family of light, blessings to you. We'll see you tomorrow night.